Good afternoon, everybody. My presentation will be on recycling nutrient solution effects on hydroponic lettuce growth and deep water culture and nutrient film technique. Pictured is my current experimental setup that was completely built in the last few months. All right, so growing up, I grew up in northern Indiana, surrounded by corn and soybeans. I did my undergrad at Purdue University, where I got my bachelor's in plant sciences, and right now I'm currently working on my master's in controlled environmental agriculture. I really wanted to get away from the traditional corn and soybeans, so I did something more exotic, like lettuce. So for this presentation, I'm going to present why my project is important, some preliminary data. From there, I'm going to move into the objectives that I want to discover. I want to look into my, or I'll go over my materials and methods, lead into results, and finish off with my conclusion. So here's some recycling, or here's some background information on recycling solutions that I want to give. The most common way that hydroponic lettuce producers will manage their nutrient solution is by recycling. And recycling where the target EC and pH is maintained within range. And this is normally done by adding additional water, or water from either tap or RO, whatever the grower prefers. But over time, there's some issues with this. Some published data has found that there's a different uptake for different minerals for the plants. So nutrients such as N, P, and K are taken up a lot faster than nutrients such as calcium. And this is an issue for recycling because over time, the lower uptake accumulates and it begins to affect the EC and pH. And that begins to affect the plant growth. Pictured here is some preliminary data that we took where we compared the average dry weights for fresh solution and recycled solution. The fresh solution was continuously dumped out every day and replaced, while the recycled solution was maintained at an EC of 1.8 and a pH of or within the range of about 6. Here's some background information that we found on production systems. There's very limited information published information that we were able to find. The two common production systems that are used for hydroponic lettuce production are NFT and deep water culture. Now, as you can see, the general consensus of these research publications are that the hydroponic deep water culture produces higher yield for basil crops than NFT. There's also some research in aquaponics that shows an increase in or better yield with a deep water culture than they do with NFT. This will bring me to my objectives. For my project, I would like to identify alternate management strategies for maximizing lettuce growth under nutrient recycling conditions. Now, alternate management strategies such as tank changes, where they original solution is dumped off and new solution is filled back up. Also, I will explore whether or not RO water is inherently better for growers to use than the tap water that they have available. Obviously, changing out fresh water can be expensive, so we want to see what we can do. The second objective is to study growth differences between NFT and deep water production systems. And hydroponics. Which brings me to my materials and methods. The main highlight we used was lettuce, Lichuga sativa. In my experiment, there were four main treatments. We had a fresh solution where there was a tank change twice a week. And for all of these treatments, we maintained the EC at within around 1.8 and the pH within a range of 6. For the fresh, we changed twice a week. For the second treatment, we had continuous recycling with greenhouse water. So throughout the entire lifespan of the crop, The nutrient solution was maintained at the standard EC and pH for the experiment. The third treatment that we had was recycling it, such as the second treatment. But after 2 weeks, we did a tank change, supplying fresh nutrients and solution to the plants for that treatment. The fourth treatment was recycled, such as the previous two, with a tank change at 2 weeks, but instead of using tap water to do our corrections for pH and EC, we used RO water. The production systems that we compared were nutrient film technique channels, where a thin film of water will go over the roots, and then we compared it against the deep water culture, where the roots will be submerged into anywhere from a couple inches to a couple feet. But for this experiment, we only did a couple inches of water for the deep water culture. The varieties of lettuce that we used were a romaine, or a Amadeus, which is a romaine, black-seeded Simpson, which is a leaf, cedar, which is an oak leaf, and Rex, which is a butterhead. There were the environmental factors for this, our experiment, which was done in the summer of 2018. It was unseasonably hot, so our temperatures were high at 26 degrees Celsius during the day and 20 degrees Celsius at night. And the relative humidity was also high in our greenhouse, so we had to do some shading overneath on top of it in order to help maintain the heat within a non-destructive range for the plants. So the DLI, the plants only received on average 13.8 moles. The measurements that I took at the end of the experiment were EC, pH, air temperature, fresh and dry shoot weight. My experimental design was a split plot design. On here, there are 7 reps that I used for to collect my data. At the main level, I have nutrient solutions, and which I have 4 in each. And as you can see in the nutrient solution reservoirs at the bottom of the experiment in the bottom right, your right-hand corner, see that? And in each one at the secondary level, there are 2 pumps in the reservoir that lead up to 2 different production systems. So one reservoir supplies 2 production systems, the same nutrient solution. Now we have an NFT on the left and a deep water on the right. And then we found further at the third level, the 4 different cultivars of lettuce in each production system that we're comparing. As you can see here, this is one replication generally that we had for the experiment. We didn't see any interactions between those levels. We only saw main effects or main treatment effects for our nutrient solution and production system. The tank change at 2-week intervals appeared to improve lettuce growth under recycling conditions. As you can see on the graph closer to me, for fresh weight versus nutrient solutions, the tank change at 2 weeks was not significantly different from the nutrient solution that was continuously fresh for the plants. And then what we did see is that continuously recycling was significantly different than tank change at 2 weeks for RO water, which is contrary to what we see for the dry weight. Now, this tells us that there's a much higher amount of water in the lettuce plants for the fresh weight that we're not seeing in the dry weight. So RO water increased the fresh weight compared to continuous recycling. This meant the lower osmotic stress that we in the RO solution lowered the osmotic stress, which allowed the plants to take up more water. And then this is the result on the main effect of production systems. As you can see, the lettuce growth was higher in the NFT rather than the deep water system, the deep water culture system. In both graphs, we show significant difference between fresh weight and dry weight. Now, this is contrary to what we found in the current literature, and we had to figure out what the reason was. And we have a hypothesis that it was excess temperature from the heat waves that we had and some differences in the production systems. The optimal nutrient solution temperature that for lettuce growth is between 20 and 22 degrees Celsius. Our experiment, we measured the nutrient solution temperature over time, and we found that the general temperature for around 19 days was in excessively hot ranges, about 26 degrees Celsius, which caused heat stress on the plant. And what we found between the production systems is that the deep water was 0.5 degrees Celsius higher than the NFT system. And cumulatively, over the 19 days of heat stress that was found, that 0.5, although it doesn't seem like much, equaled an excess of 3 more days of heat stress on the deep water system than the nutrient film technique. So what we did is we held a second experiment, one where the confounding effects of the production systems, such as black color, were taken away. And when we took a deep water system there were two deep water trays. One was taken, or we decreased the water level, so it was that of an NFT system versus the deep water. Then we found that the fresh weight was significantly increased for the deep water system than it was in the NFT. So then I'll move to my conclusions. Tank change at 2-week intervals appears to increase lettuce yield under recycling conditions. The production system characteristics, such as water depth and color, is important in determining of yield. So the black color right here, that we had for our deep water system was detrimental to the growth this summer, but because it held on to the heat. But in the winter, when you need to warm up your crops and make sure they have produced yield, it might actually improve growth. So if by changing color, maybe having more black tops in the winter that warm up the solution and white in the summer that don't hold it, you can get more optimized growth. And then I want to thank our sponsors, USDA, Fluence Bioengineering, and Gallup's Greenhouse. I will be taking any questions. Yes, over there. No, the plant spaces were 6 inches by 8, so we had normally 48 square inches around each plant, regardless of the production system, because the deep water channels, the question was about spacing of the plants. The deep water system was a little bit compact, so we had to space them out more width, but we then shortened up this, so there was the same square inch space that each plant had. If that answers my question, or your question. Any more questions? Thank you.